Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna put this one. All right. Sup, nerds? Welcome to episode 14B of Powerful of Power Metal podcast. Today we're continuing with day two of Prog Power USA 2018. I am the lovely ZF, joined by the also lovely Larry Biscuit.
Not Tipsy Biscuit.
Not anymore. Tipsy. And the even lovelier Darko.
Hello. How's it going, everyone?
And we also have a alive and not drunk Ben Lacey.
Hello.
As well as Pete Zor and Coil Domain.
Hi.
Hello.
Those were two different people who just said hello.
Yeah.
So, today was day two. I would say day two is a mixed bag. Mixed thoughts on day two.
Oh man, day two.
So, we'll just take it from the top and work our way through.
First band, Cellar Darling.
Cellar Darling. Darling. Former Elevati folks.
Yep.
They, I wonder how you pronounce that band name.
I think we said it right.
Who knows?
Uh-huh. Anyway, Cellar Darling, we know how to say their name correctly because they have two English words. Not my vibe is how I would describe them.
I would agree.
They,
not a band not I would bad. Like to see live again.
They're not bad. Not
honestly. It was good music. It's just not live music.
Especially when you're at like a festival you want the high energy. You've got the crowd there. They want to get pumped. It's... They're, you know, I get that it's prog and power, but are they? They're more like
they are folky.
They're like folk rock
they are,
stuff.
Yeah, they are like
folk alt rock or something.
They're like The Gathering, like inspired by The Gathering, like this slow alt sing, not sing from this case, but alt rock thingy, like slow, which I dig, but not in a festival called Prog Power.
Mm-hmm. Their guitarist and their bassist, I think, might have been dead the whole time because they just played one riff while standing off in the corner looking kind of smug.
Yeah, they were definitely off in the corner, and you could tell that as a band, they did not want to give them any showtime.
The only one who seemed to give a shit was the singer.
She was good.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
That bassist had that toque, too.
Yeah,
he had that beanie look.
The long beanie, and that was a red flag for me.
Yeah.
The alt rock beanie. Yeah.
But singer, really good. Especially in like the main two songs, their main single song and the long one.
Where she says avalanche a lot.
And the one that she mentioned about morning. It was really great on those.
Under the oak tree.
Yeah.
I liked the like earth, wind, fire, whatever it was. I liked that one too. She has to go for because she does like the singing, which is like the only part of the performance with like effort in it. But she also does like the hurdy-gurdy and the flute.
Yeah, and she was good with the gurdy and with the flute actually.
Because otherwise, it's just like them chugging the same riff over and over again. So she, you know, brings a little more to it. I think afterwards.
But, God, I'm sorry.
I was gonna say afterwards, we decided we all had the same favorite moment of this particular show. Now they didn't have very, I guess, not a lot of showmanship. The singer interacted with the crowd some and was always very grateful, but the one moment that I think resonated the most with all of us was during one of the songs. The singer chick went back and helped out the drummer also on the drums because they had extra percussion, so they had like this extra drum up to the side and she was like, you know, banging on in the rhythm, and it was this cool little moment because
it was
like one of those big tribal kind of drums.
It's not just
the floor tom.
He was actually a floor tom. Like, we can call it a tribal drum. It's like masses.
Just not just that, but that's also like, it felt like the one time that any of the songs actually picked up at all.
That too.
Like, it was a good start to that bit, and you know, it wasn't just the same shit.
Her going like,
like we mentioned before, like the thought that we have with Voyager. Was that maybe we weren't feeling that mood at the moment at all. That's the main thing. And I could tell all their performance is good and it was great at some points, like that one.
A cute little thing that after she did like the percussion stuff, she threw the drumstick into the crowd during the middle of the set, that was a nice touch. I like that.
That was a good moment of showmanship indeed.
It was the only moment of showmanship.
They just need to get there.
So
step by step.
But, to quote Four Gates, she's a lovely person. Not, I'm sure she's a lovely person. She was a lovely person.
Yeah, she was for sure.
She was very wholesome and nice. And like,
she liked talking to
the crowd. She almost felt like she was overwhelmed just being there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're a relatively fresh band, I guess. and coming off Elevating.
Yeah,
relatively, yeah.
They only have, I think, one album. And she was, I don't think she was expecting any love from the American crowd, but they gave it to her, so she was. She seemed overwhelmed with that. So that was cute.
Then the waves came in.
Then it was. Then it got less cute. It got less cute.
Yeah.
I feel bad that we're going to kind of talk shit here. But next up was Oceans of... Is it Oceans of Slumber or Ocean?
Yeah, Oceans.
Oceans, plural. I don't know. All the oceans were kind of muddied together. Kind of like the rifts. Am I right?
Oh. Oh.
There's going to be a lot of zingers in the next 10 minutes, folks.
Yeah. So honestly, like, if we weren't feeling the vibe before, this time it was like... The slumber was real.
So here's the big takeaway on this. We were not true metal fans standing down on the floor. We were a little tired, so we were sitting up in the stadium seating.
You gotta be strategic with Prog Power.
So we were sitting down, and this band was playing, and we could talk to each other.
We were in the back
without yelling. We had to talk loudly, but we could definitely talk to each other.
So for everyone who doesn't know the band, what the name implies is what you get.
Yeah.
It's actually like ambient stuff and
kind of doomy, I guess. Would it be doomy?
Kind of.
Wasn't heavy enough to really be.
It's chuggy.
Atmospheric.
Atmospheric.
Yeah, it's atmospheric.
It was good music to slumber to.
Yeah.
It's like you're drifting along in an ocean. It kind of, the bass guitar just kind of washes over you in waves, and you're kind of drowning in it.
It's honestly we got what they said in the name. That's for sure.
I knew nothing about this band going in, other than my mental assumptions from the name, and I got exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
Good job on their naming convention.
And then they played. A few of my favorite things.
I didn't even realize
it. Sound of Music.
Yeah, it's actually a very well-known jazz standard, so probably have some jazz in them and like throwing this stuff in. But yeah, it was there.
It's kind of weird.
It was one of the things that you could notice, and oh right, I'm at the show.
I think a normie crowd would have actually really liked them.
They had growls though. They had a decent amount of growls.
No, I think like the
too chuggy, too growly.
Yeah.
I think like the indie rock.
Yeah, and again,
might like them.
Normies wouldn't like them.
At least I don't think they were bad at all. It's just that I don't like going to a live show of a festival of power metal and progressive power metal.
Prog metal.
It was just ambient stuff. It was not something to go see at a live setting, honestly.
It's something you would have in like a bar in the background.
Or at home.
When you're
backed up.
When you're trying to sleep and you're feeling kind of down and you want to have...
You just want to relax.
In the waves.
The
bath.
When it's like mid-November and it's kind of like dreary out.
They also seemed very uninterested.
Yeah, so this was the thing that pissed me off the most about them. They did not interact with the crowd once. Not at all. They didn't do the clapping thing.
Not at all.
As far as we saw.
Yeah.
We watched like half an hour of the show.
Yeah, because we bailed on them.
We did bail early, but we gave them a fair shake. I wanted to make sure we gave them that. Half an hour of the show. I couldn't tell how many songs it was because they all blended together. But... not once did they start clapping or say hey or get like a chorus going on. They didn't even say fucking thank you after the applause. Like they literally did not acknowledge the crowd. Like it was just, we're just going to do our chugs and our growls and you're going to love it.
It didn't even seem like they were like smiling or looking at the crowd half the time too. Like,
yeah.
The vocalist was like looking down the... members were just kind of staring.
They stood there and sometimes they headbanged to themselves. But they didn't interact with each other. They didn't interact with the crowd. It's like, take advantage of the setting, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Guitarist did the middle pose at weird times too. Like he'd get like this stance going on.
Yeah, I don't want to see you again, but thank you.
I appreciate that. So he just like spread his legs.
He did the power stance.
He did the power stance.
And he held the neck of the air guitar up. for all of our visually impaired listeners. You see, it's funny because it's all of them.
Yeah.
It's funny because most of us wear glasses too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are we done shitting on Oceans of Slumber? How many more zingers do we got in here?
Rapid fire.
Joe,
I'm sleeping.
Oh. Should we keep it down? Are the waves too rhythmic and chuggy for you?
This is getting bad now.
Yeah, okay. So we bailed on them.
We're recording this one at 2:30 in the morning, not 3:30. We're doing better. So
we're a lot more coherent this time. So
yeah,
are we?
Better thoughts.
I'm going to edit this out. Please, let's go.
Okay. Anyway, so next up was Doro, the Queen of Metal, replacing Dream Evil. We showed up a bit late because we were meeting up with a little person named Four Gates. You might know. She joined us today, not for the show though. Anyway, we get to Doro. I was happy with Doro. You know, it's just some good clean living, some good clean heavy metal. It was good stuff, good energy. What did you guys think?
It felt timeless for the part that I was there for.
Oh yeah, so
and then I got like dragged away to do other stuff.
Other things, but, yes.
Yeah. We arrived a bit late, but it was good fun.
Yeah.
We went into the pit.
We did some moshing.
We did some moshing.
You guys moshed for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza.
I have a bad bruise.
Yeah, that's
damn,
nasty.
He got fucked up.
Was that the armor dude? The
probably.
I don't. The armor wasn't there. The cape guy was there.
No, the dude was there, but he didn't have the armor.
There were two armor guys. There's one guy with steel pauldrons, and there's one guy with leather.
The black and red.
But they didn't have the shoulders.
Oh, okay.
The cape guy was there. Cape had his cape on, but that's
they
just
were
cape.
Probably told not to bring.
I would hope
yeah,
so.
Most likely.
That is dangerous.
After they removed them from the stage like 3 times yesterday. That
yeah. They probably told to leave the armor at home.
You know, it's a cool aesthetic, but it's dangerous to have in the pit.
Yeah.
For everyone but yourself. Maybe even yourself.
Maybe, yeah. So we did some nice moshing to Doro. I just went in with when they did Breaking the Law.
Yeah. We came in with some Judas Priest. That was fun.
When they started out Breaking the Law, I was really worried it was going to be like an all acoustic one.
Yeah.
This is not that
I didn't remember
good.
That song having a slow intro.
Oh, she did Breaking the Law?
Yeah, but two verses.
Man. They did the first verse and chorus as like an acoustic sort of thing. And at first, I'm like,
weren't you there for
the
part?
This is
no,
the whole thing.
Like
and
right
then
after I left.
It was pretty
good. I remember her
it was fun.
Talking
yeah.
about you.
It was great.
Noteworthy, I did some of my first moshing ever. I'd always avoided it during shows because I didn't feel like it. But it was kind of like a baby's mosh pit. And Pete Zor and Darko were there. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. So it was an experience. Don't know how much I'll do it in the future, but I'm glad I did it. So I can say I moshed.
Nice. Yeah.
And
I had my first mosh experience recently.
I fell on the ground, and people got me back up. It was good times.
Moshing is good for you, I'd say.
It's a lot of cardio is what it is. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
No, we've been eating like shit the last few days, so it's probably a good idea.
So, after Doro finished...
Oh baby.
Oh baby, indeed.
Then
the big boy.
Then the night started. Actually,
we're four bands in, and then we fucking got going.
The night started around 9:45.
It was like 9:30.
9:35.
It was half an hour after the time.
The scheduled start time.
But whatever.
There were some issues. They were testing line checking and sound checking, and there seemed to be some issues. And then we'll talk about that. And then the music stopped, the flashlight showed up between the curtains, and the curtains opened, and it was glorious.
It was Angra. Angra.
It was Angra.
It was Fabio and friends.
Fabio and friends.
And friend.
Not his other friends, his new friends.
Yeah.
It's his new friends.
And their 27-year-old drummer.
We'll get to that.
The little baby drummer.
Baby drummer who kicked ass. So they started off doing some of the fan pick songs. What were some of the ones that they did?
They did Acid Rain,
Angel-
second, I think.
Yeah, they did Angels and Demons.
And they started, they opened with Angels and Demons, and then they went into Acid Rain, and then I think they went into Omni.
Yeah.
They played all of Omni, their new album and, you know, in its entirety all the way through. That was cool. We talked about Omni a couple episodes ago. Rather enjoyable album.
They brought in their first special guest.
Do you have her name?
Black.
We don't know the name.
Widow something.
Don't know her name. We'll have to.
Find out.
They said her fucking name.
Did he say?
But it's Fabio. Yeah. He's got an accent. Yeah. It's hard to.
I don't remember if he said the name.
I think it was like Evelyn something.
I thought it was like an.
Okay, so whoever this is, if you're listening and you know who that is, just tell us because I want to know because
post in the comments. Great.
She was great. So, the first thing she did was take a microphone and sing into it, and the microphone didn't work.
She took like three more microphones, none of them worked.
So then, because there's only one working microphone on stage at this point.
She and Fabio shared.
They shared a microphone, her and Fabio. Just kind of like traded it back and forth.
And it was great.
Got like real buddy-buddy. Yeah. And
she was doing harsh vocals and also harmonizing clean vocals with Fabio.
So it like turned into this weird duet of a song great. That shouldn't have really been a duet. But it was like this really intimate kind of duet.
It was a cool dynamic.
Yeah,
they probably made it better because of the difficulties, that adversity.
They overcame the odds.
They overcame. They improvised. They adapted. Yeah. They overcame, and it was good. I liked it.
And at this time, we had the top roadie trying to figure out. The
Dude, roadie of the year.
Roadie of the year for sure.
This dude was hustling the entire show.
All over the stage, carrying mics. And mic stands.
Trying to figure out why the wireless weren't working, getting the cables entangled and on the right spot for everyone.
I don't know if this is standard practice, but I also noticed that he was like double and triple checking every guitar as it came off of stage.
Yes.
Is that standard?
Yeah, okay. Because they change guitars for different tunings and they have to be actually working and he has to plug them into the wireless pads.
Yeah.
And then he was getting an acoustic guitar for different sets into a stand and plugging it in when it should and when it should then be just
that was a cool acoustic guitar.
Yeah, the it had like a hole in it.
Yeah,
but not like normal. No body.
A bodiless guitar, so
it was really cool.
And it was like mounted on a mic stand. It's kind of cool.
Well, he had
it's
to carry guitar. His normal guitar.
It's actually a guitar stand.
So he oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah. And
I think Dragon Force does that when they do the intro Through the Fire and Flames.
Sometimes they just use a pedal, which is an acoustic simulator. Metallica does a lot of all the acoustics on stands for all their songs.
You know, have you guys heard the Tenacious D song Roadie about like the unsung heroes that are roadies?
Yeah,
that was him.
That was this guy.
That was his guy.
But he wasn't unsung tonight.
No, we shouted him out at the end.
He probably didn't even get to us because he was working. Like he turned around and we told him that
he might have ignored us.
Yeah, but he was working, and if you're probably not listening, but if you listen to this area, it gets you are the MVP. You
or
the
if
show.
Someone knows this guy,
yeah,
you know,
it's the Angra roadie that has the mohawk. That's
he's our dude.
He's the best.
But as far as like I guess like the rest of the show, like I really enjoyed the performances in Omni. Light of Transcendence is the opening song. I really like that's my favorite one on the album.
I agree.
Warhorns was another good one. Black Widow's Web, like we said with the guest vocalist, was very excellent. The Ballad. What's the name of it? Always More or something like that? I'm blanking right now. But
I don't really like Omni that much. But
I haven't properly listened to the album before, and I really love the first song. I love most of the songs, maybe two I would skip if I listened to the album.
Like,
but
I think
the show was so great.
The first song is the most power metal-y one. Yeah.
It's just not like a good Angra album.
I mean, Angra's not really the same, but they're still good. So
I think it's still, this was a great band that we saw.
Yeah, the whole performance was incredibly strong.
We already had the Omni discussion. We won't dredge that back.
Yeah, right, yeah.
The performances were top-notch.
Like,
top-notch.
Literally, every single performer, like, I was watching the bassist, I'm like, damn, this dude's killing it. And I'm watching, like, one guitarist, I'm like, damn, this dude's great. Then the other guitarist comes in, it's like, holy shit.
And then you look in the back, and the drummer's, like, going fucking crazy and tossing his sticks, like, 30 feet in the air.
Let's get to the drummer.
Let's get to the drummer.
Dude, I think his name is Bruno, I think.
Yeah, Bruno something.
He's 27 years old.
Yeah.
Angra is 27 years old.
Yeah, they made a joke about that.
And he's a monster of the kid.
He is.
He was amazing.
He had a drum solo, and the dude was just going off. He had the crowd in the palm of his hand while he was throwing his fucking sticks in the air, and like kept bringing up the tempo. It was insane.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know where you came from, Bruno.
Probably from Brazil.
Yeah, well, I don't know, like, you know. Did you come from, like, the middle of the Amazon? Did you come from, like, a city? I don't know.
It might have been Krypton.
Like, but Bruno, you... Bring some more people out of wherever you came from.
We need more of him.
Yeah.
This kid was insane. And he looks like a little baby up there next to the main guitarist guy.
Yeah. And this is something that was mentioned by them. Like, Anger has changed members over the years. But this lineup of the band, this version of the band, it's really great. These are great musicians.
And they were super heartfelt.
Yeah, and they were having so much fun that just made you happy.
The guitarist.
Rafael gave like a super heartfelt speech about Anger's past and their present and their future, mm-hmm. and respecting the past and their old bandmates, regardless of what may or may not have happened. And it was real nice. It was a nice like little lull between ballads
before the encore set.
Yeah, I
like the guitarist. They had a lot of like interactions between the guitarists where they would like either synchronize things or like go up to each other. And I like those little touches.
Yeah,
a lot of dueling.
This is showmanship. Yeah. Showmanship 10 out of 10 from each one of them all the time.
And Fabio just can't, you know, like. This is effortless for him.
Yeah.
To just do. Yeah. He's been doing this shit for years.
He's been doing this since the golden age.
Since the golden age, indeed.
Yeah. You can tell that Fabio is just up there.
He's in his element.
Yeah.
There are only a handful of those guys that are in like their own league. It's like, you know.
He's five or ten. One of the pillars of the genre, really.
Thank you, Fabio.
Yes. Grazie.
And then they close with some ballads.
We had another guest vocal. Yeah.
Yes, Doro came back.
Doro came back, and they were really happy to have her.
She sang a song. She sang a ballad with Raphael
from Secret Garden, was it?
I think so.
Or whatever the name that album is.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the encore set.
Oh.
This was fantastic. Wow. So heartfelt speech about Anger's past, present, and future. Into rebirth
because it's like right now is a rebirth,
right,
of Anger.
So that was lovely,
very pretty.
And then they kick it into Carry On, and the crowd is going fucking nuts right now.
Yeah,
and we're standing next to a bunch of dudes from somewhere in South America, and they're going fucking nuts.
As is tradition.
Yeah. it was like a little South America right up at the front of the stage.
Yeah, this was like Carry On is such a, like an inspirational power metal song. That's a classic right there, and then the whole crowd was singing along to this one. The lights were going crazy. It was great. But we're not fucking done yet.
No.
What happened after Carry On?
They finished Carry On.
They carried on.
Ending of Carry On, and immediately transitioned into the opening riffs.
They didn't stop.
There was not.
There was a flawless transition and into everyone's favorite song, Nova Era. Oof.
I love this song so much.
And then I looked at Zelda, and Zelda looked at me.
There was a moment.
And we remembered karaoke on Monday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. Right. We remembered karaoke on Tuesday, and...
Fabio and the thousand people behind us might have showed me up a little bit. But damn, that was so much fun listening to Nova Era live with all that.
And like, I also played Spread Your Fire earlier in the set, but you know, didn't even compare.
Yeah,
because I love Spread Your Fire.
Yeah, Spread Your Fire is incredible. Like the glory, blah blah blah. But yeah, Nova Era was fantastic. We had been standing for several hours at this point after doing moshing and not eating dinner or getting water, and I think all of our pain and awful whatever. Was gone because Nova Era brought our ashes back to life. Would you say? I love the 2:40 a.m. zingers.
All right, but we're full. Cello Darling, Oceans of Slumber. Slumbery. Doro.
Solid.
Pretty good. Classic stuff.
Solid show from Doro.
And then Angra, we were just...
Angra.
Out of the park.
10 out of 10, 100 out of 100.
No words to describe.
Incredible show.
We'll carry on again.
It's I think, is it safe to say that now that we've seen it, this is like a Nova era of our lives?
Yes.
No, not yet.
We still got a couple more.
Well, so, we have a couple more days of shows, is what we got.
There's a lot of good bands coming up.
We just had the best show out of today and yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. Down. We've seen 8 bands. I think Anger's on top right now.
On top, but like by a very long
power gap.
Exactly. Yeah, no, an obscene amount. But coming up, quick preview of things to come.
Yeah, what's day 3?
Day 3, we're looking at Manimal.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at Bloodbound.
All right.
We're looking at Is Labyrinth tomorrow?
I think it's the headliner.
I think tomorrow is Labyrinth headliner.
No, headliner is Sons of Apollo tomorrow.
Oh, right. So, yeah. Sons of Apollo headliner and someone else. Persephone.
Persephone is in there. Yeah.
That's 5.
Is that 5?
I think so. All right. And then Saturday is pretty stacked, too.
Yeah, we have Labyrinth then.
Saturday is Labyrinth.
Triosphere opens that, I think.
I think Triosphere
opens Saturday.
Yes, yep. They do.
Triosphere, Labyrinth, everyone's favorite, Aelstorm.
I'm looking forward to that.
Taria.
Tarja's a headliner.
All right, Tarja.
Tarja. Don't be a dumb American. Sorry. We're past this.
The J is on the
Tarja.
It's like
and
a Y.
And a fifth band that's probably proggy.
There's
Ver. V-U-U-R.
And Soin.
Oh, right, Ver with the
Soin, right?
There's like...
The Van Gears.
There's some proggy stuff on Saturday.
Ver is tomorrow and Soin is Saturday.
Okay, we might have that mixed up.
And then...
We don't have the fact checker in front of us.
Brief break. Pumpkins United.
Yeah.
Pumpkins United.
So we got a stacked couple of days ahead of us. We will pull through. We'll keep the content flowing.
We're gonna carry on.
Yeah. We'll keep the content flowing for the Prague Power 2013 powerful special extravaganza.
You didn't drink today.
No, I didn't. I'm just tired.
We're tired drunk.
The Prague Power 2018 powerful extravaganza super special.
Also, we find out the day 3 and 4 for 2019 tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
So I'm really interested.
Hopefully it stays as stacked as it already is.
Well, they're just gonna have Galnieri's again.
That could be.
That'd be nice. Like, no, maybe it's Shalane Day 3 and 4.
Galnieri's is the headline.
Fine, let's do it.
On Friday?
No, it's
Yamapi.
It's Yamapi, yeah, right.
They've got like Symphony X.
It's all Japanese bands.
Happy.
That'd be great.
All Japanese bands. I'm down. Power Press.
Fucking.
Prog Power Japan, USA.
Jupiter.
X Japan.
X Japan with
That's
new
what
album.
I meant, not Symphony X.
If we get X-Japan, I know Darko's going to die. Four Gates is going to die.
You got X-Japan, and not only do they have X-Japan, but they have, like, a happy X-Japan.
That doesn't exist.
Aren't they, like, close to death with how much they play or something like
Probably.
That?
Probably.
Yeah.
Please don't die, X-Japan. I promise I'll listen to you someday.
Like, what's the really good Japanese band?
Unlucky Morpheus is good, yeah.
It'll be, like, the JPM... 20th anniversary special.
That'd be nice.
I think we're just rambling about Japan at this point. We should probably wrap up day 2.
Powerful.
So, yeah, stay powerful. Spread your fire. Tell your friends to listen to our stupid shit here. It's good times. And
See you tomorrow.
And if you're at Prague Power, come find us.
Yeah, say hi.
Yeah, these
we'll
episodes...
be around.
We're going to get this one up before midnight, probably. Next, because we took a while to get day 1 up. We'll try to get this one up faster, maybe.
We'll just upload this right now.
We can upload it right now.
Right now.
Raw? Unedited?
Yeah.
Do we upload?
Because we didn't screw up.
It's just a little rambly. But it's fine.
Yeah.
Fully. All right. Exposed. I'm going to...
No GMO.
Bye.
Bye.
My fucking fingerprint isn't working. There we go.
Oh, we should have done a...